During these difficult times, we understand how important it is to stay healthy and safe. With so many of us confined to our homes and not being able to work, we feel the financial burden more than ever. Many folks lost their jobs and businesses. Others were furloughed, and some are working from home at reduced pay. Keeping up with your bills is not easy under these circumstances. If you have credit card debt and cannot keep up with your monthly payments, we at Debt Fix Pros are here to help. Give us a call to see how we can reduce your interest rates and lower your monthly payments. Protect your credit and let us help you find a solution that fits your needs. We, your friends at Debt Fix Pros, are here to help. Let us take care of your credit card debt so you can focus on what is really important. Call for a free phone consultation at 1-800-781-6764. That's 1-800-781-6764. 1-800-781-6764. United we stand. 1-800-781-6764.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
It is the end of our 26th year on the air. We launch our 27th year in a couple of weeks. We hope you continue to stay tuned. And this is Into Tomorrow for the weekend of Friday, December 17th, 2021. This is Hour 2. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
You sure?
Sometimes.
All right. Make sure you remember to back up your important data on a regular basis and frequently check your spam filters. Make sure mom or dad or grandparents or long-lost friends or high school reunion buddies, whatever the case, aren't stuck all this time in your spam filter, because we hear from more and more people on a regular basis that say, oh, they've heard from our prize closet, so anything at graveline.com you want to look for. But also, like I said, family and friends, and look at that. There they sit, and I wonder why I've never heard from them. Well, because you got to take them out of spam and mark them as not spam. So that won't be an issue.
Yes.
Yeah. Meantime, some tech news and commentary, and then we'll get back to more of your calls. Karen in Washington standing by, among others.
The latest iPhone update, 15.2, could help your family access your device when you shuffle off this mortal coil.
What? Hold on. When you shuffle off this mortal coil?
Yeah.
Where the heck did you get that from?
Have you never heard Shakespeare? When you die, when you kick the bucket, I was trying to be elegant about it.
Shakespeare said, "When you shove off this mortal
not
coil,
shuffle off this mortal coil."
Okay, I didn't know Shakespeare knew what a coil was then, but I guess he wasn't talking about transistors and stuff.
Yeah, I don't think a coil meant the same thing back then.
Okay.
But a new feature
called... Okay, so when you're dead...
when you're dead...
This new feature, if you're an iPhone-y...
Yes.
...is a way for you to allow your family to access your phone should you want them to.
Right. Similar to the...
Of course, it doesn't matter if you're dead, but anyway.
Well, similar to the feature that Facebook has, you know, where you can set somebody to then be able to manage your page after you...
And your sister, because she's the oldest, is my... What do they call it? The legend?
Or legacy not? Contact
legacy.
Or something.
Legend. Yeah, I'm the legend, right. She's the legacy contact, so should something happen... I guess somehow or other she can get into my Facebook to tell everybody.
Well, a new iPhone feature called Digital Legacy allows you to choose who can access your account after death. So here's how it works. You go to Settings, you click on your name in the top, then Password and Security, and choose Legacy Contact.
But now you have to have the new update,
15.2. Yes.
All right.
Now, you can pick up to 5 family members or friends. You'll be given an access code, which you should provide to those people, and it should be printed out and stored with other important documents. Because when that time comes, they will basically provide that access code along with a copy of your death certificate to then get access to your device.
Well, so somebody actually has to see this then. It's not an artificial intelligence thing that says, oh, look, it's a death certificate for Chris Graveline. Allow access.
Right.
But then so you can get into the phone without knowing your password. We don't have to show your face at the funeral home to unlock your phone or anything.
Yeah, well, you know, it may not work if the eyes are closed anyway. So.
Oh, all right. Well,
because until now, obviously, it's been very difficult for family members to access locked devices after somebody's dead. And some have even had to turn to court orders to be able to get emails, phone numbers, and passwords.
Now, I was going to say, because some people listening are saying, why would you need access to their phone? Well, hello, family photos, contacts. You mentioned earlier, if something ever happened to you, you have a couple of your closest friends that we all don't associate with, but they'd wonder, why are you ghosting them?
Yeah. Why,
no pun intended.
Apparently Chris just, you know, fell off the face of the earth. Well, in a way, yeah.
Yeah. Well, 6 feet fell or whatever.
Yeah.
But so that's, I guess, a reason why then someone can access your contacts and say, you know, are you the Kim that Chris referred to frequently, or Christy, or whomever, or whatever, because unfortunately we have some bad news or something.
But like you said, more importantly, family photos. I mean, you know, everybody uses their phone to take their pictures. Nobody's got cameras anymore. So, you know, if you want access to, you know, I've got like 4,000 photos or something on my computer, mostly of Cam.
Of course.
You know, and those are things that the family would love, you know.
Yeah. Well, I can't argue there.
And because I'm selfish and I don't share my photos with the family, then that's the only way to get them.
And you post so little.
Well, that's because I'm antisocial.
Yeah, that's true. That's why, and you would think you would like the antisocial media networks, but new.
Well, don't worry. You know, I don't have the new update yet, but I will get the update, and I will you know, let you be one of my five.
Can I be
one
of your legacies?
Yes.
So you don't think you're going to outlive me?
I don't know. Okay. Not the rate I'm going.
Whoa. Well, wait a minute, though. Fortunately, even though you had the Rona last year as well, and it hit you hard, you were never hospitalized, thank God.
No.
You weren't in the ER for 17 hours because your heart rate went nuts for some unknown reason. And I was just with a couple of friends wrapping Christmas gifts, and all of a sudden, my heart felt like it was wanting to pound out of my chest. And it wouldn't stop.
Because you were thinking about how much money you spent on all the presents you were wrapping.
Now, that's true. And I mentioned that to the doctor, and he goes, could be. Oh, great. Thanks. Well, what else? Well, we're going to do a CT scan of the brain. We're going to check the heart. We're going to do this. We're going to do enzymes. Great. Okay, so now what happened? How did it happen? We don't know. I did learn, air quotes, why they continue to call it practicing medicine.
Yeah.
Because they don't know. But they gave me some meds to take home that are keeping my heart rate down, but hopefully not too low. We both wear Samsung Galaxy smartwatches. Even though you're an iPhoney, I gave you a Samsung watch a while back. Well, a recent patent filing shows that Samsung is developing a rollable smartwatch with a display that expands from circular to ovular. Or would that be ovular?
Probably ovular.
Probably ovular. Well, see, my eyes are also affected, so I'm having some difficulty. And this new device will have a camera with a flash as part of your smartwatch. So stay tuned. We'll keep you informed about that and see if we can snag one when they finally, if they finally come out.
Despite GPU, or graphics processing unit, shipments increasing by more than 25% year on year, people are so desperate for the hardware that they're apparently cracking open computers at electronics stores to get at them. Mm-hmm. Now, to combat this, some retailers have gone to the length of zip-tying display computers together, these CPUs, to keep thieves from opening the cases and taking the graphics cards out of them.
Well, that's sad.
That is.
Wait, is this only in San Francisco where they're just running into stores and ripping everything off and L.A.?
I've seen pictures. I don't remember where it was at, but it was at a Costco somewhere where all the CPUs had these big zip ties all the way around them, holding them together.
That is sad. My gosh, scumbags.
Yeah. The shortage of GPUs is driving some people to extreme lengths. In November of this year, a shipment of EVGA GeForce RTX 30 series graphics cards were stolen from a truck, while at the end of 2020, $336,500 worth of NVIDIA GPUs were stolen in China. Over the last 12 months, GPU prices have skyrocketed, with some high-end units, like the NVIDIA RTX 3060, being scalped online for more than 210% of their launch price.
Oh, my gosh. You know, we have friends that work security down here in South Florida, and they tell us frequently of one of the big jobs they have are their armed guards escorting, in this case, Samsung trucks from Miami Airport to their warehouse just west of the airport. And they say, because it's not only a bunch of smartphones, but also chips and various things, now you know why.
Yeah.
Because people are trying to get at them. Bad actors, as they would say. Wow. Did you ever use Instagram's Threads messenger service? I know you quit IG a while back. Well, it's been Instagram's standalone messaging app called Threads. It's shutting down. I never even knew it existed, so I'm not going to miss it. The app will no longer be supported by the end of this month, meaning this year as well, of course, that according to the company. Threads was a similar idea to Facebook Messenger. It allowed users to send and receive Instagram DMs, or direct messages, in a dedicated messaging interface outside of the main app. It had a collection of quirky features, I'm told, including such things as automatic statuses that the app could set for you based on what your phone was doing. That sounded like an invasion of privacy to me. Most people never even knew it existed, like us, so I guess we won't miss it anyway.
Yeah, well, and I heard talk, you know, months ago of Facebook trying to combine, you know, and taking the Messenger app, which used to be Facebook Messenger, and they just renamed it Messenger,
right,
and using that same platform for both Instagram and Facebook for messaging.
Yeah, and I think Instagram is not only the bastard child of Facebook ever since they bought it, but they don't seem to do anything to make Instagram more interesting for anybody because they want everybody over on Facebook.
Yeah, well,
and no, it's not called Meta. The anti-social platform is still Facebook, owned by Meta as the parent company now, just to get that confusion out of the way for a lot of folks. But they're you know, even Reels now on Facebook is basically what Instagram Stories has been.
Yeah, and I saw a story the other day that there's apparently now a new feature on Reels or the Instagram, whatever the video part of Instagram is, it with visual comments or something, which everybody's saying that is an exact ripoff of TikTok.
Oh, yes. So,
saying, well, yet another ripoff, because apparently a lot of the stuff that Instagram is doing is they're saying a direct.
And Facebook. But here's the funny part. You can take your TikTok and share it on Instagram and share it on Facebook and vice versa. So it's like they're competitors. Instagram and Facebook aren't. Of course, they're their own thing, but they're both competitors with TikTok, if anybody cares.
Well, it's like when every time Facebook goes down, they have to go to Twitter to announce it.
Yeah, that's true. So they need each other.
They'll be like, you know, Comcast putting out messages on like Charter saying, you know, we're sorry that our Comcast service is down, but we're just letting you know.
Yeah, it's not like you can switch over to another cable company, though, because they got you by the calls.
This is true.
Mm-hmm. So, Chris, you were trying to get me to get one of those new Tesla vehicles for kids ages 8 and up. Since Cam is 9 years old, you thought, well, they're very appropriate if I'm looking for something good for Christmas.
Yeah.
Well, it's the electric cyber quad all-terrain vehicle, which can travel up to 10 miles an hour and go up to 15 miles. The four-wheeler can be ordered on Tesla's website, but for now, the cyber quad is only available for customers in the U.S. And as you might imagine from Tesla, it's expensive. $1,900.
Yeah.
So I got Cam a lot of stuff, but I did not get him a cyber quad. Well, I'm so sorry.
You probably could have traded in all the stuff you got and then got him a cyber quad. He probably would have been just as happy.
Probably could have gotten him two cyber quads for all the stuff.
But before you do that, we need to make sure and see what the weight limit is on it because, you know, maybe Dad, you know, would want to use it a little.
Dad meaning you?
Yeah.
No, there's definitely a weight limit. If it's only for kids, it says kids ages 8 and up.
Could be a big kid.
No.
I'm a big kid.
Yeah, right. Karen in Kennewick, Washington, listens online. Welcome into tomorrow, Karen.
Hello, everyone. My daughter asked me for a Nintendo Switch for her Christmas present. However, when I started searching for the different stores to see who has them and what kind of prices we're talking about, most places were out of stock. I understand that there's quite a bit of demand, and that's compounding the current supply chain issues. What are your thoughts? Have I missed my window to get her a Switch for Christmas? Would I be better off shelving her request until sometime in the new year after the demand and supply chain issues have been ironed out?
Well, Karen, I like that shelving her request over there next to the elf on the shelf. It could be. But it doesn't look like you're too late. In fact, as of the recording of this broadcast, the Switch is available for purchase at Walmart and on Amazon, at the very least, because we just looked before we came into the studio. Keep a close eye on shipping times. Some will arrive after Christmas, and that will become more common, of course, as the days go by and as we get much closer.
Yeah, there aren't many still out there, but you may still get lucky if you try. It might take a good deal of trying, but it's not impossible. Just hard. No one short of Nintendo and retailers knows what to expect, but they're bound to become harder to find as we get closer to Christmas. So So planning for a backup gift might not be a bad idea. In terms of prices, you're looking at $300 to $400, roughly, depending on the model and who you buy it from.
Now, here's a tip for you, Karen, and anyone else that's looking for any gift, but especially tech stuff, because that's what we talk about. If you don't think it'll arrive by Christmas, but at least you got it ordered, then print out a picture of whatever the item is and put that in a box. And then wrap that box, and then put that in a bigger box, and then wrap that box, and then put that in an even bigger box, and wrap that box. Yeah, that's a Dave
thing. Bringing back the anxiety of my childhood.
I know, but you loved it in the long run, I'm sure. Wrapping and unwrapping, I got a box. I got another box.
I had a Christmas present one time when I was a kid. I thought it was a new refrigerator. It was a watch.
Yeah, but it was fun unwrapping it, wasn't it?
No.
Like 20 boxes later. But Karen, the point is you want to put a picture of it and say, it's coming. It's already paid for. It's on its way. Just didn't get here in time. So sorry. Now, depending on how old the kids are, it might have to be a message from Santa. But still, you can wrap a picture up. And it might still give some interesting impact. Really? You got me this? Oh, thank you. I love you so much. And you'll still get the almost similar joy.
Yeah.
All the way into tomorrow.